This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, October 19th. God's word for you today is present help. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 46, verse 1 to 2, and it says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. The first of the three keys to breaking the barriers of the roundabout, treadmill, and the trampoline conditionings is personal growth. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27 says, on that day, the burden will be lifted from your shoulders and the yoke from your neck. The yoke will be broken because your neck will be too large. There is a level of growth that can happen to your spirit that will be impossible for you to be bound. There is a level of growth that can happen to your mind that it will be impossible for you to be in shackles. There is a level of growth that can happen to your finances, that it will be impossible for you to be in poverty. And that is what the scripture is saying. You can grow to the point that it is impossible for you to be handcuffed, meaning that there will be no chains that can go around your hands anymore, and there will be no yoke that can go around your neck anymore. However, you have to be totally invested in your growth. For the Christian, it is pretty insulting for you to sleep and a demon spirit can press you down. Yes, it happened and you shouted Jesus and you were free. Praise God for Jesus. But it bothers me that you can be pinned down in the first place. It should be impossible for that to happen. The yoke will be broken because your neck will be too large for the yoke in the name of Jesus. The first key is personal growth. You have to grow in stature. You have to grow in capacity. You have to grow. You have to hunger and thirst for growth. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 1 to 3 says, is anyone thirsty? Come and drink. Even if you have no money, come. Take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free. Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen to me and you will eat what is good. You will enjoy the finest food. Come to me with your ears wide open. Listen and you will find life. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I will give you all the unfailing love. There are a lot of spiritual resources available in God's Favorite House online on our GFH podcast and the GFH Academy. There are also a lot of discipleship programs going on, but you have to be hungry for growth. The second key to breaking barriers is a helping hand. We all need someone to come along and help us out. I pray that you will find help when you need it in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter how much Jericho fasted and prayed, the situation remained the same. Elisha had to come and break the curse and the limitations. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19 to 22. Please read. A helping hand is key to breaking barriers. Let us pray. Father, I cry out to you for help. Help me. Deliver me from those who are too strong for me. With your help, I break every barrier in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.